very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what are we, when we're talking about Dress Up Attack, how difficult is it to put together a music and arts festival that's got to appeal to the adults who are there and the kids that they're dragging along? That can't be a small challenge.
It's kind of super easy and also incredibly difficult.
Oh, good.
Super easy because kids just like music, right? So the difficult part is just making sure it's G-rated.
Okay.
And of a really good quality so that the parents are having a good time. Mm. As well.
Do you normally go out of G-rated there, Angie? Is that why?
No, not myself.
No, good, good.
No censorship required.
No censorship required. So, but it's a beautiful idea having a concept of a festival that everyone's welcome to.
Yeah, I think it's really great. The whole idea of the festival is about the adults and the kids sharing, enjoying the same moment at the same time. So it's not really rocket science, just being together, having a great time, and at the same time, loving what they're seeing and what they're doing and creating those memories.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah. Something for everyone to kind of go back home and have a big chat about how much fun it was afterwards.
Exactly, yeah.
For someone who does your style of music, Angie, is there a lot of festivals that you can be playing at, or is this one of the few?
I'm just discovering all this, actually.
Oh, really?
I think there are a few music festivals where they're trying to cater to the whole family. Not so much as Dress Up Attack. I think they're, pretty excited to play at it.
I think it's pretty exciting. So obviously, I mean, both of you would agree that it's fairly important for kids to kind of have a big sort of culture of music at a fairly early age.
Absolutely. And I'm a really big stickler for that the quality of that music. So it doesn't have to be, But how do I say this kindly? It doesn't have to be terrible. You know, there's no reason that kids can't listen to great music. So Angie in particular, her stuff is really beautiful, but I really love it as well. So
I think I'm hearing you say it doesn't have to be repetitive and mind-numbing for it to be exciting for everyone. Yep. Yeah. Is that what we're suggesting?
That's right. Yeah. And then the other bands that we get, pop is pop, right?
So pop is pop.
And then we have some kind of punk rock. Kids love all of that. So I love that those cross-platform lineups.
It sounds like you're trying to not talk down to the kids.
Absolutely,
I guess. Really, really cool. And of course, there's lots of other activities. I'm pretty excited about Paint What You Hear.
Me too.
Yeah, Paint What You Hear is particularly special. They're very close to my heart. We've had them every year since 2013. So the first part of the workshop is classical music and pens and pencils, and they're led by Erica and Zakia, and they're led through the different sounds of the live instruments, and the children are asked to draw what they're hearing. So it's like an emotional response to the sounds that they're hearing. And then the second part, it becomes a little bit louder and messier, and they introduce paint and group canvases, and the musicians are replaced by an electric guitarist and a drummer who are also dressed in white, and the kids are able to, again, that same theory, respond to the music with their emotions, whatever they want to do. They can paint the canvases, or they can paint the artists, or the drums, or the guitar. So I have this great memory of a child kind of rocking to the music and painting the guitarist's bum at the same time, and another one painting the drummer's back and the snare as well. So it's really, kids are amazing with that stuff. They
kids
really get into it and just let go, and it's so awesome.
And apparently some musos who are letting that happen to them.
Yeah, aren't they great?
You don't bring your best snare, I
guess.
Angie's got boundaries, I think. She likes to perform for the kids up on stage.
So 5 years is quite a great run for something like this.
Yeah, it's good. It's been really fun. We just keep saying, we'll just get this person to play and then we'll call it a day. But there's always bands that are willing to do it, which is super great. And the more band members that have kids, as long as that keeps happening,
I was going to say,
we're still in business.
You are hitting a point where some of the great popular pop bands of my age are definitely having kids. Possibly kids getting too old for this.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? So we've got the Greats this year who Patience and John have a little baby, and Angie also has small children, but then one of Custard is also a grandfather. So there is quite a span there.
Custard is a grandfather.
One of them is, yeah.
That's going to send me right towards a bourbon bottle later on today, I can assure you of that. Look, it's all happening, of course, at the Sydney Portugal Community Club in Marrickville. Tickets still available? Can people still get in?
They are, yes, through Mosh Tix.
Fantastic stuff.